Welcome to this brawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on supply chain attacks. Specifically, the SolarWinds playbook and why. 5 years later, most organizations are still wide open to the same class of attack. We'll break down exactly how Sunburst worked, why XZUtils should terrify you more, and I'll give you a working lab to prove your own registries are vulnerable. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. Supply chain attacks predate SolarWinds by decades. The concept was formalized in Ken Thompson's 1984 Turing Award lecture, Reflections on Trusting Trust, which demonstrated how compiler backdoors could persist invisibly. The attack class gained modern relevance with the 2017 NotPetya incident, which weaponized ME-Doc's update mechanism. The architectural vulnerability is fundamental. Transitive trust. When organization A trusts vendor B's signed software, A implicitly trusts B's entire development pipeline. Their build servers, source control, CI/CD systems, and every developer with commit access. This trust chain has no cryptographic verification of intent. Only authenticity. Code signing validates origin, not safety. A signed binary from a compromised build proves only that the compromised build was authentic. Update mechanisms require elevated privileges. The same permissions needed for legitimate patching enable arbitrary code execution. Detection assumes known bad signatures. AV and EDR rely on previously seen malware, not behavioral anomalies in trusted software. The SolarWinds breach, CVE 2020-10148, among others, exploited all three properties. The attackers, attributed to Russia's SVR by the US government, compromised SolarWinds build system, injected the Sunburst backdoor into Orion updates, and distributed it to 18,000 organizations via legitimate signed channels. Here's my take on this. You're not trusting your vendor's security team. You're trusting every contractor who ever touched their Jenkins server. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. SolarWinds/Sunburst, December 2020. FireEye discovered the breach after detecting their own red team tools being exfiltrated. Sunburst was embedded in Orion versions 2019.4 through February 1, 2020, affecting Treasury, Commerce, DHS, and at least 100 private companies. The malware implemented domain generation algorithms and extensive anti-analysis checks. Codesoff Bash Uploader, April 2021. Attackers modified Codesoff's bash script hosted on Codesoff.io, exfiltrating C environment variables, including credentials and tokens, from thousands of repositories over 2 months. The compromise affected Twitch, HashiCorp, and others. 3CX Desktop App, March 2023, a cascading supply chain attack where 3CX's build environment was compromised via a Trojanized Trading Technologies installer. CISA issued Emergency Directive AA23092A. The attack demonstrated supply chain of supply chain risk. XZUtils Backdoor, March 2024, a sophisticated multi-year social engineering attack where maintainer Jia Tan embedded a backdoor in Libelsma affecting SSH authentication. Andres Freund discovered it via performance anomalies. Here's my take on this. XZUtils is the one that should keep you up at night. A volunteer-maintained library nearly backdoored every SSH server on the internet, and we caught it by accident. Realistic attack walkthrough. This walkthrough simulates supply chain compromise for authorized red team assessments. We'll target a client's internal package repository to demonstrate software supply chain risk. Phase 1, target identification. Identify internal package registries, artifact repositories, or update servers. Enumerate using. Phase 2, build system reconnaissance. Pivot to CI/CD systems, Jenkins, GitLab C, GitHub Actions. Phase 3, payload injection. with write access to the build system or artifact repo. Inject a backdoored package. For demonstration, use a benign callback. Phase 4, trigger and verify. Wait for C pipeline or developer to pull the package. Evidence collection. Screenshot of successful package upload. Callback logs proving code execution in target environment. Build log showing package installation. Hash of original versus modified package. Tools, Twine. Burp Collaborator. Custom package scaffolding. For dependency confusion specifically, reference Alex Berzin's original research. Here's my take on this. Don't just prove you can inject. Prove the package gets pulled automatically by C. That's the difference between a theoretical finding and a critical one. Defense playbook. Detection. Log all package installations with source registry. Hash and requesting process. Alert on version changes and pin dependencies. Monitor build server network egress. Sunburst C2 domain should have triggered anomaly detection. Deploy to track binary changes. Prevention. SPOM enforcement. Mandate software bill of materials, SPDX/CycloneDX format, for all vendors. Binary authorization. Require signed attestations via SigStore/Cosign before deployment. Repository isolation. Internal packages should never fall back to public registries. Build reproducibility. Implement reproducible builds to detect tampering. Framework mappings. MITRE ATT and CKT 1195.002, Compromise Software Supply Chain. NIST CSFPR.D.S. 6, Integrity Checking Mechanisms Verify Software Integrity. SysControl 2.7, Allow List Authorized Scripts. Validation, execute the attack playbook above against your own internal registries quarterly. If your pentest team can upload a package and it gets installed, you fail. Here's my take on this. Binary authorization with SigStore isn't optional anymore. If you're not verifying provenance attestations before deployment, you're hoping attackers don't find your artifact server. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Supply chain attacks succeed because code signing validates authenticity, not safety. A signed backdoor from a compromised build is still trusted. Takeaway 2. XEUtils 2024 demonstrated multi-year social engineering can backdoor critical open source infrastructure. We caught it by luck, not design. Takeaway 3. Dependency confusion testing against internal registries is now a mandatory pen test deliverable. If packages can be shadowed, you have a critical finding. Takeaway 4. Binary authorization with SigStore attestations is the highest impact control. Verify provenance before deployment, not just signatures. Takeaway 5. Architects must eliminate public registry fallback for internal packages. Namespace isolation is non-negotiable. That's the supply chain deep dive. The takeaway is simple but hard. Stop trusting your vendors implicitly. Verify provenance. Isolate your registries and test this stuff quarterly. Your build pipeline is an attack surface whether you treat it like one or not. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant. Stay secure.
Welcome to the Sprawl.